episode 29, Against All Odds. It's the Altitude Podcast. Are you ready? Because I'm ready. It's game day. It's Super Bowl time. Let's go. What up, ladies and gentlemen? It's me. It is your boy, K Fitz. And I'm back in the house today, locked and loaded, ready, excited right now. Now, me, I'm currently in my hometown, or at least it's my hometown for now. Anywhere I go where the military send me, that be me home. But I'm in my city, the Alamo City, San Antonio, Texas, and I'm out here at my church getting ready to volunteer as we gear up for this year's Super Bowl title game, Patriots versus the Rams. Now, I'm going to tell you up front, I have no dog in the fight because I'm a Seattle Seahawk fan. Both of my kids are from Seattle. The best years of my military career were spent up there. So all my love, my emotions, my heart, everything, it belongs to the Seahawks. But we're not in it this year. And I'm going to have to give my love to somebody who I think is going to get the job done. And that today, ladies and gentlemen, is TB12, Mr. Tom Brady. I'm not going to lie, guys. I got the Patriots closing it out today. But this is not really about them. This is just a special episode I wanted to do to show love before the big game kicks off. So with that being said, let's talk about Against All Odds. Look at these two football teams and what they have gone through this year. Tom Brady's team. They have an over 40-year-old quarterback. They have a Gronk that has been injured off and on. They've had shifts in their receivers from no longer having Julian Edelman and having a multitude of friction issues between players and the executive staff. We've had doctors removed from the stadium. We've had Tom not feeling his most happy with that organization. This just sounds like the recipe for failure, for loss, for I'm tapping out, for I'm finished. And guess what the recipe looks like instead, ladies and gentlemen? These guys took that recipe and they turned it into a potential sixth ring for the GOAT, TB12, another one. Now let's make our way over to LA. So St. Louis decides that they're going to give up their team. Well, we know they didn't actually give it up. We know this all went down a different direction, but we're not going to go there. So the now LA Chargers invest all this money into a brand new team with a Jared Goff, who's fresh out of UCLA, looks like the best thing since sliced bread. And in year one, he plays like it. However, no one going into this year had any belief that they were just going to be the guys, the ones that were going to get the job done. And what ends up happening? Todd Gurley goes off all year. McVay does a phenomenal job coaching all year long. And they get past the team that everybody just knew was going to the Super Bowl, probably from about somewhere between week 4 and week 7. They got past those New Orleans Saints. Now, me, I'm not a big Saints fan. However, Mark Ingram graduated from Alabama, so I got love for him. I got nothing but love for the work. I got nothing but love for just the energy and the grind that I got nothing but love for the grind and hustle that these guys put in. I mean, both of these teams, no one expected them to be here. No one expected the Patriots. Everybody was expecting who? We were expecting the Chargers. We were expecting the Kansas City Chiefs. Nobody was expecting the LA Rams to be here when the year first began. Everybody's eyes were just tunnel vision locked in on the New Orleans Saints. And now we're sitting here with a quarterback who is one of the seniors of the league, the greatest of all time, against the guy who looks like he could be the next TB12 standing in his place. I don't know about you, but my energy is high. I am locked, cocked, and ready to rock and see one of the greatest Super Bowls of my life. I think this game is going to go long. I think they're going to go deep. I think there's going to be a lot of points being scored. But I think that we're going to see something that's going to last a lifetime in our hearts and in our minds. Ladies and gentlemen, I need you to get your mind right, get yourself ready, get your wings, get your pizza, get your drinks, get everything in order, because I promise you, when these teams take the field, they are going to feast on each other. It's going to be a good time. Now, with regards to against all odds, both of these teams have gone through a lot to get where they're at today. They've had injuries. They've had issues in the locker room. They have had losses throughout the year, and yet they persevere and find themselves where they are today against what everybody else believes. So this goes to tell you a couple things. Number one, it really doesn't matter what everybody else outside has to say. It matters what you have to say, and it matters what you think. If you think that you have what it takes to go all the way to the top, congratulations. That's the only destination that is next for you when you move. Number two, you have to believe that what you believe trumps anything else that anybody else has to say. You have to know that what you think, that is it. That is the final answer. There is no left. There is no right. There is no deviation. There is no variance. What you say, it is absolute. Done. Wrap. That's it. You got to believe that. Now, the last thing I'm going to tell you is, against all the doubt, all the haters, the naysayers, and the decelerators, you've got to know that you control your own destiny. Because a lot of times when people start saying things, people lose confidence, they lose self-esteem, they lose the ability to row the boat. And as soon as they stop rowing, that's when the boat crashes. That's when you start seeing casualties in the midst of war. That's when you start seeing teams break apart. People start to get distrust and disdain for themselves and the organization and the people that are around them. At the end of the day, people, we control our destiny. And against everything, we have the potential to stand up. We have the potential to win. We have the potential to always get the W in the face of whatever people around us don't believe we're capable of doing. Today is a day where two teams, no matter who comes out with a title, are going to be able to prove the entire world wrong. You didn't think we belonged. We are here. You thought New Orleans was going to be here? Nah. You thought Kansas City was going to be here? Nah. You thought that I was too old? Nah. You thought I was too young? Nah. I control my destiny, and against all odds, I'm going to go on that field. I'm going to give you everything I have left. And you need to be doing the exact same thing with your freaking life. Against all odds, fight back. Against all odds, challenge them. Against all odds, put in the extra hours. Against all odds, do one more rep. Against all odds, take one more lap. Against all odds, be the difference maker in your life and in somebody else's life. This is how we move our dreams in order to move the entire world. So, ladies and gentlemen, my recommendation to you, take this game in. Have fun, learn something, catch the mistakes, laugh, enjoy the halftime show. I think it's going to be great, and I definitely, in my opinion, think New Orleans is going to be sitting back somewhere highly upset that they're not in this game. I think the Chargers are going to be sitting back feeling some type of way because they're not in there. But I think the two teams that are on the field are going to feel honor and pride because they know against all odds they were not expected to be there, and they still found a way. And when you finish watching that game, I want you to reflect on it, have fun with it. But then I want you to figure out how you can make your way to the Super Bowl in your life that people think that you won't make it to. And against all odds, you will. It is the Altitude Podcast. Let's close this out. Have you ever been knocked down in life? Felt like you weren't going to be able to get to that next level? Felt like every obstacle in your way stood so tall that it was going to stop you from getting to what you inevitably wanted to achieve in your life? I understand that because I've been there. I've gone through that pain. I've gone through that struggle. And guess what? I've also come out the other side. And I'm stronger, I'm smarter, and I'm better than I was before it happened. And I want to teach you every single thing that I've learned along the way in going through those obstacles, finding your purpose, and getting your way to the top. My new book, Altitude Tales of Resilience, is out right now. What? It's out right now. So you can go on Amazon. You can download my ebook just for 99 cents. So can I borrow a dollar? Can I borrow a dollar, ladies and gentlemen? Seriously, guys, my new book, Altitude, is out right now for 99 cents on Amazon. Make sure you check it out. Thanks for listening to the Altitude Podcast, sponsored by Audible. Did you like what you heard? I know you did. If so, make sure that you subscribe, rate, and leave a review. It really helps me out a lot, and it's very much appreciated by me and my team. Also, make sure you're following me on all social media at OfficialKateFitz. Thanks again, and until next episode, move your dreams, move the world. I'm out of here. Hey guys, go ahead, power it down.
Yeah. You know, it's been a while, so. It's been a while since we did this whole bars thing. But it feels pretty good to be back, you know? Enjoy this. Here we go.
Woke up at 5, I'm feeling the vibe, I'm feeling the learning, I'm feeling alive. Somebody told me the strong will survive, and that is the reason I'm beat for your eyes. I am the truth, don't believe the lies, blessed with tears all in my eyes. I feel like it's no use, why even try? Look at my kids and then I see the why.
All a man can do is pray every day, and pray to God that Jesus Christ gon' pave the way. A lot of them don't understand, but it's okay. At least when you leave, you can say you did it your way. Hustle hard, you gotta hustle hard, don't never change, just who you are. You can't survive the moon when you know that you're a star. And that's just how it be. I'm doing this for you, I'm doing this for me. I do it for my city, for the wide awake. To hope that one day we see Lambos down the interstate. And that we're in a state of mind, where it is our time. From the midnight hour, the sunshine one time. I gotta get it. Disappointing the non-believers. I got that fire in my heart. I've never been a people pleaser. I just gotta chase my dreams. Why? Cause I'm a dreamer, baby. Cause I'm a dreamer. Cause I'm a dreamer, baby. Cause I'm a dreamer. Disappointing all the non-believers. Cause I'm a dreamer. I'm a dreamer. Yeah.